Live forever, be Digimortal. He could clearly remember the first time he saw the advert. Must be 90 years ago? He'd been walking across the glass-domed courtyard of the new shopping mall. There'd been demonstrations, but now it was quiet. Just a few coffee drinkers, bags at their ankles. The protests had barely registered on the news memes. Just the usual misfits outraged at the closure of Nottingham University. Their placards complaining that the use of its glorious Trent building for upmarket retail outlets was a crime against the progress of human knowledge and the principles of free thought. But the argument was already lost. The material was no longer viable in education. What could a campus do that a headset couldn't? The material was barely viable in most fields now. Too many people, not enough material to go round. The mall itself would go bust within a few years to be replaced by a budget hotel, later a homeless hostel. Humans still need shelter, even in a digital world. Yes, the slogan on one of the holocrines had caught his eye. Stored personality technology was now commercially available. A recent fall had reminded him of his own mortality, so he'd stopped and watched the short commercial, his decision to purchase made before the dancing 3D sequence was over. Next was an ad for some clothing brand. He saw himself hovering in virtual form right in front of himself, only in a beautiful designer dress, one that really showed off his curves. The Digimortal bot was explaining that 90 years ago sexual identity was very confused. It was essentially binary, with the only options being male or female. This may explain why in some of his memories he was in fact female. The call was pointless, and he gestured to end it. I am drowning. Next, he did an incognito search, knowing full well it made no difference. If you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to worry about, was what they said. But what if they had something to hide? In a few minutes, he'd located the address of a human-only activist. No other details, just an address. You won't find the truth online, the HO woman was saying. Central casting HO. As a dig, he made it a policy to avoid human-only activists. He was nothing to them. Despite what you've heard, we don't hate you and your kind. We've been demonised. All we seek is regulation. He let her make her case. A few solid minutes of self-justification. He'd lived long enough to remember when the whole world was like this. Offline. A white woman. A young, dark-haired white woman. He sees her more and more in his memories. He doesn't see her. He is her. Today she's in the mirror staring back at him. He blinks her away. I am drowning. This memory too keeps surfacing. A memory with no visual or auditory components. Muscle memory, perhaps. A burning in the chest. A rising panic. It's a present tense memory. It's the host. Where did you get your body? The HO asked, glancing him up and down with disdain. He forgave her this hostility. She was young, in her late 40s, and a human 40 at that. No mods or upgrades. The skin of her face was lined in a way that you just didn't see in the city anymore. Every crease a badge of her genetic purity. This, he explained, was his third host. The first one lasted around 30 years, the second for 50. By then the money was getting tight. He got this one cheap. I see. Well, that look again. If there are no fingerprint records, then it's from a non-digital society. A refugee, maybe. I'm guessing your body is Rohingya. Changing skin colour took some getting used to, it was true. Needs must. It was confusing to have lived for 120 years as a white and now to possess this dark skin. And now he was seeing this white woman peering at him from the mirror, an inquisitive look on her face. Data corruption, who knows? The HO woman stood to indicate she wanted him to leave. You put your immortal soul in the hands of criminal body dealers, and what do you expect? My head is immersed. The violent retching has ceased. All air is ejected, my lungs now full of water. There's a sinking, a descent, a darkening. A whole body, a whole life being engulfed by emptiness. He wakes, the sheet wet. Can water pass from dream to real world? The other room of his tiny apartment is filled with strange things. He gestures the lights on. 5-litre containers of clear liquid. Nuts and bolts, electrical wires. He must be still dreaming. In the bathroom, he pulls off his wet top and throws it in the small bathtub. He catches sight of what should be his reflection. The woman is there, emulating his actions. Who are you? What do you want? Do you really believe that nanobots can fully erase one consciousness and install another? The HO asked, not expecting a reply. She was framed in the farmhouse doorway. He glanced around the yard. He could smell it. Yes, I do. Just like we could scan this place, even the smells, the sounds of the birds, we could replicate it, fabricate it. It could be just the same. The feel, the meaning, just the same. I'm living proof that this is possible for human consciousness. My memories, thoughts, personality, all recorded and transferred, not once but three times. Without this, I'd be 90 years dead. And yet, here you are, offline, down on the farm, asking an HO to make sense of your visions. She paused and they held eye contact for a moment. He kind of liked her, the raw humanity of her. Thanks, yeah, thanks, he muttered. I'm very grateful. She put her hand gently on his shoulder. It's highly likely you've been sold a body that was murdered for the purpose. Death by drowning leaves the brain in a perfect state for nanoprocessing. But the human mind is not only in the brain, it's in every cell. A body remembers. The memories of that moment, held in its tissues, are fighting to be recalled. Your money caused this person to die, and now, quite rightly, you're paying. He's been making marks on a calendar, a vintage-style one made with paper. Blackouts, days on end lost, no recollection. He found himself in Beijing, then home again. His location data indicates he's been taking trips to London. The trail stops at the outskirts. He doesn't know who to turn to, not Digimortal, not the police, maybe a psychiatrist. Talking to the HO had deeply upset him. Maybe a human mind can't live this long without breaking. The floor is wet. He's standing in a puddle in the bathroom. Can you hear me? Who's that? She's in the mirror, her stance emulating his fight-or-flight pose. As she relaxes, he finds his body following. I can explain, she says, her voice somewhere inside him. He's grateful. It's bad news, I'm afraid. You've been hacked. Some of the maintenance nanobots in your body have been taken over by a terrorist group. When you sleep, they take control of your body, your mind. You've been preparing a bomb attack. Many lives are at stake. But fortunately, the Digital Investigations Command has discovered this in time. We've managed to take control of some of your nanobots to make my presence possible. The attack is due in the next few hours, but we have a solution. He becomes aware of the sensation of water under his feet. He turns away from the mirror to see the small bath overflowing. Her gently assertive voice is loud inside him as he steps in and sinks down.